Chapter 3. I loved my life. A slamming party last night, red carpet tonight. It didn't get any better than this. The flashing lights of the paparazzi lit up the night. I was in front of the Olympia Theater, and there were people lined up along both sides of a velvet rope. I turned from camera to camera, flashing my fabulous smile. "Maya, over here," someone shouted. I turned in his direction, just as another photographer shouted, "Maya, this way." I struck yet another pose. Normally, I would be the one waiting to interview celebrities, but since I was being honored tonight with a Young Achievers Award, I was actually walking the red carpet. Yes, Maya Morgan was getting honored tonight with One Direction, Kanye West, and Taylor Swift. It didn't get any more fab than this. Well, if it isn't the gorgeous Maya Morgan. "Hey, Terrence," I said, turning to greet the Entertainment Tonight reporter. It had been prearranged that I would stop and talk to Terrence with his little cute self. "Usually you're over here with us," he said as his photographer zoomed in on me. "Not tonight, baby," I said, tossing my perfectly styled Brazilian blowout curls over my shoulder. "You rocking that dress," he said. "Oh my God, is that a Valentino original?" his co-host Juliana said. "It is. She knows her stuff. My mom had shelled out a pretty penny for this dress. She loved my red carpet events and made it her mission to find the perfect dress for each event. And this royal blue Valentino original was no exception." "You know you made me feel like such a slacker," Juliana said. "When I was your age, I wasn't even thinking about anything but boys and clothes." "Oh, I still think about that," I laughed. "I just have to also include work." They asked me a few more questions, then I wrapped things up and made my way over to Sasha, the girl my station had sent over to interview me. Of course, I nailed that and was making my way inside when I ran into rapper and resident hood chick, Paula Olympia. I groaned because I knew this was not going to be pretty. I'd done a story last week about her little affair with a co-star on this.